Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in, we changed the whole thing around. Usually what I'll do is, when I'm doing a series, I'll start out with part one, part two, and we went clear up to about 296 on how to have God's life living in you. Every message that I have will explain to you how to have God's life living in you, but we're doing Hitler messages now. The Lord laid it upon my heart to very strongly to get into the, to have one of the secretaries get into the, try to find Hitler's speeches, because the Lord told me, listen to Hitler's speeches. Because here I'm Jewish, and I really hated Hitler, the things that he did, because of the propaganda in the United States. And not only that, because of what he did to my people, the Jewish people. And he's a murderer, mass murderer. And people are so concerned about other things today rather than the mass murder that the same people are doing today. All those murders were inspired by the Vatican. And it doesn't make any difference whether you believe it or not. God said so, and what is your word against God's word? God is right, is the truth, and every man is a liar. So all you people that are just filled full of hatred like Hitler was, because of the things, the propaganda that the Vatican pumped into his head, caused him to have to stand before God for the deaths of over 6 million Jews and millions of homosexuals. And what a hypocritic thing for them to do when many, probably more than half of the people involved in the Vatican are homosexuals, and they're priests, and they're pedophiles. When in reality, what they're doing today is they're bombing countries and murdering millions of women and their children, children and their mothers, children and their daddies. And people are, the Vatican by propaganda is getting everybody focused on so many other things and false things. And it's inciting people that are all kinds of losers in this world. This planet is filled. It's a planet filled full of losers. It's a planet filled full of people that have lost their souls already by believing the Antichrist. And but anyway, this is program 305, and it's going to be another Hitler message. But this will be number 10 in the series of it. Things that I received from the Lord by doing what he said. He told me to read Hitler's speeches. And when I did, I found that the things that he wanted to do, he backed out of the UN because he could see that the UN was destroying Germany. And that's exactly what it's done to the United States of America. And I would suggest the United States of America to back out of the UN, because we are now crippled to the point of no return. We're in the same condition that Germany was in when Hitler decided to back out of the UN. And when he did, Germany became strong. And Hitler stated that he wanted peace. But the Vatican told him that there was an enemy within the country that was subversive and was wanting to take Germany over. And Satan is such a clever deceiver that he is able to even deceive the very elect, if possible. And that would be if we didn't check out things that the Lord wants us to check out, such as Hitler's speeches. Now I see why he backed out of the UN, because I can see that the UN has done the same thing to this country, the United States of America. And their goal is to take over and ruin this country, just as it at one point ruined Germany. And then Hitler said, we don't want any outside help. We're going to be one people in one country. my school of thought, and we're going to become strong on our own so that we don't need the assistance of any other country outside of Germany. And we, of all people, needed no assistance outside of this country. First of all, we were, at one time, the strongest and most powerful nation in the world, and we still are. But now the UN is using our armed forces, U.S. Army, U.S. Navy, and the Marines. And now the Marines is a division of the Navy, and I was in the Navy myself. And also the Seabees are part of the Navy, the Air Force. The Navy has the largest Air Force in the world. And the UN wasn't going anywhere at all until they conned our presidents, little puppets, into joining the UN because they wanted to use us for our military strength to invade other countries, to take them over for Satan to begin ruling the world. This all took place from the Vatican. And it's a well-known fact that in 1945, Cardinal Spellman, with some of the heads of nations, went to San Francisco and opened the UN Charter. So we know that the Vatican is behind every evil thing that's happening on Earth today. And we know it even more. It just confirms what the Bible says, that Rome is the mother of every abomination that's happening on Earth today. And this has been going on for many years. As I said, the UN wasn't going anywhere at all until they recruited the United States to join the UN with our military might. And at that time, the world was very familiar with our military might because it was Harry S. Truman, the president then, that annihilated Hiroshima and Nagasaki with the atomic bomb. So nobody, when the UN says the United States is with us and you'll join, or the United States will come over and make you join. And so many countries immediately joined the United Nations. But then the UN, when they saw that we were gophers, we went for their plan. Then they started telling everybody. They had all these votes from different nations and thought that they could definitely now start voting to take away much of the infrastructure of the United States of America, such as our industry. And then they could start maneuvering in this new world order into every fiber of our lives. And again, at this point, I'd like to say it would be exceedingly beneficial, exceedingly intelligent for the United States to back out of the UN before it's everlastingly too late. When Germany backed out of the UN, then they became strong. And they got stronger and stronger and more powerful. And they were able to manufacture. We have great manufacturing facilities here. We have, but we need to let the unions, we have to get rid of the unions or give the unions no alternative whatsoever, is to lower the minimum wage scale down to where it's normal, or like other countries, and stop this inflation in the United States so that people don't have to work two and three jobs to make ends meet, and so that we can manufacture vehicles and other products in this country to where people can afford to buy American-made products rather than be forced to buy them because they're so much more reasonable from other countries. Hopefully you can understand what I'm saying. The Bible says that the entire world would be deceived in the last days. And, Charlie, that's where you're at right now. You're right where they wanted you. Okay? You're not Chuck Spud anymore, Charlie Potatoes. what you are is you've been had. And that's the condition Germany was in when Hitler decided to, this has gone far enough. We don't need any outside help. We don't need anybody. Let's pull in. I want peace. And I don't want to start anything, but we're being ruined. Now, if we just keep everything within our borders, and we're going to, let's be like porcupines. If no one bothers us, they won't get stuck. But if you come and start trying to deal with us anymore, you're going to get our quills in you. We're not looking for war, we're looking for peace. But if you come to us and attack us, well, then we can't help it. We're hedgehogs, porcupines. That's what a hedgehog is. There's many other fish and animals that are called hedgehogs that are dangerous if you touch them. But he says, we're not looking for war. We're just a peaceable people like hedgehogs are, or porcupines, but don't mess around with us, man. Okay, because if you do, you're going to get it. You know, you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horn. Now just leave us alone in peace and let us do our thing, and you do your thing. We're not going to bother you. And now the Vatican told the Germany that there was a force inside of Germany that was subversive, and they were traitors. And that wasn't really true, and they were telling them that it was the Jews. And the Jews were even more peaceful and content than the Germans wanted to be. They just wanted to, you know, live nice and to, you know, and nosh during the day, you know, like eat and to yakna, talk, you know, and they're just real peaceful people, Jews. Leave us alone and we don't bother anybody. They have a history of being that way. You can see that in the Bible. They don't really go and invade countries like the Gentiles do. And maybe that was part of Hitler, because Hitler was part Jewish himself. His grandfather was Jewish, and then married up with one of the Germans, and that he didn't like that so much because of what the Vatican had told him, that they were subversive, that they were traitors, and they were within Germany. And Hitler wanted Germany to be absolutely free from any outside force. And so the Jews didn't want to leave, and so he said, the Vatican says, you have to kill the Jews. You have to kill the Jews. And so Hitler, not being as bright as he ought to be, did what they said. Because after all, he thought that the Pope was God on earth, like so many other fools. The Bible says, call no man a fool. But the Bible, so I don't call him a fool, God does. He says, person that doesn't believe in the real God is a fool. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and so this is what it's all about. And so finally, after 9 years in the UN and Germany deteriorating as it did, Hitler decided to get out of the UN. We'll just have our borders here, and that's the way we're going to be. And we Germans are talented people, just as talented as any other people in the world. We have plenty of land here, and we can grow our own crops. We can mine our own minerals and iron ore. And we can make steel just like anyone else. And by God, if people start coming against us porcupines over here, we have quills. We will resist. We will resist with all of our might. And so so the UN turned around, the Vatican told everybody else, Germany is building up its troops. It's getting strong now. This is the propaganda. They didn't want to fight anybody. And they're going through, they're building up to invade the world. So we have to join together. We have to have the United Nations to go and get them. Here the Vatican is playing two ways with the Germans. They were telling them, you know, it's you people have pulled out, and now the Jews are very upset about that because they wanted to take over your country. They want world dominion instead of them saying that we want world dominion, the Catholics. Not the everyday Catholic. No, they don't want any world power. They're nice people, a lot of them. But they have no idea what's happening on the top. On the top, in the top echelon. Now, I'm not crazy about Martin Luther. Not Martin Luther King, I'm talking about Martin Luther. But because he's anti-Semitic, because he was trained that way in the Catholic cult. But he thought he'd take a visit over to visit the Pope. And he went in there and he, it was like, pew, you stink, putza. He says, the Vatican is a sewer of corruption. He was shocked because he was like a nominal Catholic. He didn't know what was going on the top in the Vatican. But there was little kids running around naked and serving the Pope like he was the guns of Mahoff. You know, he had trays of food and people peeling grapes for him and deseeding them and dropping them in to His Majesty's mouth. Is that not a cult?
Yes.
And naked little girls and boys trimming his toenails. And this is true. And so even Martin Luther, who was a Catholic, decided to open his own religion. The Lutherans. And that's the kind of religion a lot of them were in Germany. There was a split there. Half or more were Catholics because Hitler was a Catholic. But he didn't know what Martin Luther knew, that they were corrupt. They were a sewer of corruption. And so, but one thing he knew, that the Vatican had told him that the UN was being run by the Jews. And you have to get them, if they won't leave the country, then kill them! And find out the best method, the solution. Build big ovens, build big gas chambers, get I.G. Farben, he's a good old boy. He knows how to make cyanide, and get the future John Paul II to help stir it up in the pots, in the cauldrons, in their laboratories. And so John Paul II had, he was one of the war criminals, and he fled to Argentina after the war so that he wouldn't get captured and prosecuted. Then they hid him in the Vatican, and because of so many Jews that he helped kill, they made him Pope. Now, you know, haven't we been deceived enough? Don't you think it's time to pull out of the UN? Because if we're the military force of the UN, if we're the military muscle, the military power of the Vatican, or the Vatican's UN, then what are they going to do without us? If we have that kind of power, then why should we fear anybody? Amen?
Amen.
Why don't we get back to God?
Amen.
Because if God be with us, nobody could be against us. Amen?
Amen.
And God made us great and the greatest nation in the world because we didn't join an ungodly United Nations, one that is taking our Bibles out of school, one that has taken our children away from us, one that is now making it illegal to even mention the name of God in a courtroom. This organization that is making it evil for us to even say that we're with the United States Army, the United States Navy, the United States Marine. You'll be court-martialed if you say that, because you're to say that you're part of the UN forces. No, really, you're not. You're part of the United States, boys and girls. You're part of the United States of America, one nation under God, with liberty and justice for all. That's the way we were, where there was freedom of religion. I mean, if the Bible says that you can do something, and the United Nations, the Antichrist, tells you you can't, well, then you have to stand up for what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says in the end times there would be seducing spirits. They seduce you. They're after you, in other words, to make you believe something that is false. And if you go for it, well, then you're part of the United Nations Antichrist cult. The Bible says that it's the false prophet, which is in Rome. That's where the seat of Satan is. Satan, we operate under only, there's only two spirits. One is the spirit of God, and the other is the spirit of Satan. And so, if you're operating, if you're believing what the spirit of Satan is saying through different members of the UN, such as President Bush and his administration, many people have quit the administration because they've heard my messages. And they decided that, yes, there's no doubt about it that it's the truth. And there's nobody else that's standing up and saying these things, which makes you a part of the UN, because the Bible tells us to sound the trumpet. And how shall anyone believe if there's no preacher to tell people what the truth is? I'm not saying this because, you know, if the UN was a good organization and it was of the Lord, well, then there would be no reason for me not to tell you that. But because of the fact that it's destroying, doing its best, nobody will ever destroy the gospel. Nobody, because you can't fight God and win.
Amen.
As long as God's got preachers on this earth and teachers that will stand up on their own two feet and stand on the solid rock, the Bible, which is Christ, there's nobody that can put you down. There's nobody that can do anything to you. Of course, they make up all kinds of stories. They're doing it about me. The Antichrist media is telling you that I'm every kind of an evil person that they possibly use. They'll tell people that all kinds of things. Now, in one of the rag sheets, it states that Saddam Hussein is not really dead, just like I told you a few weeks ago.
Amen.
Okay, I knew from the Lord that he isn't dead. So what are we going to do now? Go hunting for the other Saddam Hussein? Do you want to really spend a few more $1 billion to find that guy? What business does the United States of America, us being, if we're going to be hedgehogs, porcupines, if we're just going to live in peace in this country, and if anyone attacks us, then we'll give them the quills, okay? If you don't touch me, don't mess around with me, man, okay? Because if you do, you're going to get a stock full of quills. But if you leave us alone, nothing will happen to you. Actually, we're the military might of the world, and we don't want to bomb people. We should not be bombing people. This is not what the Lord has called us to do. And it's amazing how many false teachers and preachers there are that say, let's pray for our boys because they're doing a good job over there bombing people and all this. This is not God. Amen. This is not the Lord that tells you to do things like this. This is the damnable devil. Okay, because God says for us not to kill. Those that live by the sword will die by the sword. Can't you see that since we've been doing these evil things to other countries, that now you're under the threat of being blown to bits every day? People are going to defend themselves. There are a bunch of porcupines that didn't say, you know, they said, we're not going to be at war with you. There's no weapons of mass destruction over here in Iraq. We're not going to be at war with you. We don't want to be. But you come at us and our kids and our wives and our mothers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers, and you're going to get some quills. We're going to invade your country. And there's going to be a series of other messages in regard to how the Muslims invaded this country. And I have all that information. I've won many Muslims, and they've been telling that by the way they invaded into this country is through the black man. They recruited many black men to be Muslims, and I'll get into that story. That's a whole nother thing, okay? And they invaded the country by saying this, you know, like people like Muhammad Ali. Well, he's a good old boy, you know. He's got the number. He knows what the government is all about. And they want us to go to war. This is like the Vatican that has invaded this country by us being involved with the UN. And now they've got us going into other countries, invading it. And Muhammad Ali says, I'm not going over there to kill people. I don't know who they are. I don't know. They didn't do anything to me. And you people are against us blacks here in the United States. You're against us, and that's why I joined the Muslim religion, because, he knew that the United States government is not the United States government, the way he was told it was. What it was is Roman Empire within our empire here in the United States. We are a strong and powerful people. We don't need any outside help. We didn't need at the time of World War II for Great Britain to help us out with the war. They wanted us. We didn't need Russia or France or any other country to help us win wars. As a matter of fact, we didn't need anybody but God. Again, if God's with us, who do we need? Amen?
Amen.
Who else could do anything to us? Now, you people in the United States, you're so perplexed now that most of you are on some kind of medication. You're on some kind of drug because you can't understand what's going on. And that's why God has put it on my heart to tell you what's going on. Because if you know where the devil is, you can resist him. The Bible says, resist Satan. And he'll flee from you. But what they're doing is throwing a cloud over your eyes so that you don't know who Satan is. But God has told me to pull that cloud off of your eyes and wake up. Get off the drugs that the government, the Vatican government, brought into this country to make every one of you so dopey that you don't know who you really are. It's amazing that you don't know who you are. You're the strongest nation in the world. Now wake up, stand up on your feet, and pull out of the UN before it's everlastingly too late. And if anyone comes after us, we have the military force. Amen?
Amen.
We've got the porcupine quills, bigger than anybody else and better than anyone else. Amen?
Amen.
What are they going to do? Well, at any rate, we've got a message for you, as though you haven't already heard one. All right? This is World Pastor Tony Alama, incidentally. I don't want you to think that it's Saddam Hussein talking to you, or Mohaji Baba, or anybody else, or somebody, some German. The Germans were deceived. And Hitler found that out too late. And what did he do? He was so perplexed, just like so many other people in this country, he committed suicide, just like many people are. You know that this is the Vatican way to, he's the devil. Actually, it is the devil's cult. The Bible says it's like three frog-like spirits. The false prophet, the government, the world government, and the media. The mouth of Satan. It's a different world that we Christians live in. And it's a different world than all the other countries. We have different beliefs here in this nation. But we must not lose the belief or let anybody intimidate us that saying they come in here and say that the gospel offends them. Well, you know, if I were president of the United States, which I wouldn't be, but I'm bigger than that. I'm world pastor, okay? And I'm telling you, if anyone doesn't like the gospel, we should deport them immediately over to Rome, where the other antichrists live. Amen?
Amen?
Or a country of their choice, if anyone will take them, which I doubt anybody would want to take them. But anyone that doesn't believe in God and wants to take Christ out of Christmas, you know what X means? That means they X out the name of Christ. They put Xmas. Merry Xmas. It isn't the birthday of X. It's the birthday of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I remember when I was a kid in Lewistown, Montana. That's one of the towns I lived in Montana, where I saw signs all over the place, Merry Xmas, because Montana is primarily a Catholic. That's Catholic country over there. You people over there, it's like the more drunks there than I've ever seen in my life. It's just all kinds of beer joints up and down Last Chance Gulf Shore Avenue there. That's the main street in Helena. In Lewistown, we live there. Billings, most of the time. lived a little time in Butte and then also Miles City. Now we have Gary S. Paxton to talk about a whole different world, amen?
Amen.
A world where if all of us join together, even two of us, and pray that this country will back out of the UN so that we can become strong again. And take my advice on what you should do with the labor unions and excommunicate these people, whatever they call it in the political arena. Get rid of those to the administration and put in real Christians, not these Catholics that call themselves Christians like Bush, Clinton, and all of them, and people that keep God's commandments, because it's obvious that these presidents are not keeping God's commandments. And that's why this country is in such horrible condition today. The Bible tells us not to have any king over us that doesn't believe in God. Okay? And we haven't had a president like that for a long time. They say they believe in God so that they can get the southern vote. This is nothing more than a political maneuver for them. Well, let's listen to my friend and longtime friend. I've known him before I was saved. This is going back around, well, I don't want to say, one of a few years. I'm 42 years in the Lord. So this is Gary S. Paxton singing the song that he wrote, and he's singing, and he also arranged the music for it. It's called Different World.
Hi, my name's Gary S. Paxton. Don't forget the S. That's one third of my whole name. All of my life I've done a lot of weird things. I've dressed strange, I've talked strange. Ooh, I live pretty strange too. Mostly I've done things to get people to notice, just to get folks to pay attention. But you know, all of us do that in one way or another. Now, though, something's happened to me that's really put me in a different world. I'd like to tell you about it.
If you think my head's in a different world, then, brother, you're right. If you think my mind's in another dimension, then, brother, you're right. I'm in the world. My home, and I know I'm gonna love it.
praise the Lord. You know, when you're praying without ceasing, you're always praying. Amen? Amen? And I assume that most of the people out there are praying without ceasing because it's a commandment from the Lord. If we break the least of them, then we're not going to heaven, according to the Word of God. You may think, well, that's too strict. Well, and I noticed that a lot of the people that were writing scriptures in the Bible never said long prayers before they wrote different chapters of the Bible. Did you ever see anything like that? No, I didn't either. And so, a lot of people here thought that I forgot to pray. No, I was going by the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I don't forget to pray at all, because I'm always praying. But the thing is that the Lord, this was so heavy on my heart that the Lord just moved on me by the Holy Spirit instead of some of these people that think that I forget to pray, when I know very good and well that they're the ones that forget to pray. But they want me to be so formal that I pray before every message, even if the Lord doesn't care for me to do it, because I'm led by the Spirit, okay? But to satisfy the people that are into tradition, like some of the Jews were into traditions rather than the Spirit, I'll say a little prayer here, okay? I mean, I know that I want the Lord to bless the rest of the service, and I know that He will, because we're going to be reading some of Hitler's speech, okay? But I pray, Father God, that You'll open the hearts, the minds, and the souls of the people out in the world, and in the church, too, to receive these things, because, Lord, we don't need any other country. We need to witness and testify to them, and we're not to be hostile to them at all. And we should be able to communicate with them and to be able to do commerce with them and all sorts of other things, Father. But we don't need to have them over us to show us how to live. If we had people that were not subversive in our own country here, not the Jews, but it's the Catholics, as You say in Your word, the Catholic cult, the cult leaders, not the sheep in that organization, but the devils at the top. And I call them devils, and if they ask for an apology, forget it, because I don't apologize for what the Lord has said. Father, anoint people's ears, and anoint me for whatever else that You'll say through me, because I am Your vessel, or one of Your vessels. I pray that I'm just one of millions, but I don't see them saying these things. I don't see them joining up. And those that are not with You, You said plainly that they are against You. And if they're against You, it's for sure You're not going to let them in the kingdom of heaven. There isn't going to be any more devil in the kingdom of heaven. There's no more devil, no more Lucifer, no more traitors, no heavy-handed people, people that love peace, people that are not sinners. And so many of these false prophets say that we're sinners. No, we were sinners. If you're a born-again Christian, and you're supposed to be a preacher, teacher, evangelist, and you really are one, you're not a sinner anymore. You become a son of God. And when the Spirit of God enters you, you say, Abba. Oh, praise the Lord. So, Lord, say these, open their ears, open their minds, souls, their hearts, their spirits, to receive the truth. There is so little truth in this world. And we have it, and we're preaching it, and we're teaching it, and we're going to continue doing that so long as You allow us to do that, Father. Because we ask it that souls will be saved, and the people that are really saved thus far will become stronger and will be used not to go out on their own, but only as they become strong in You after they've learned how to rightly divide Your word. And this takes years. And that they report things as they're supposed to in the church, because we've lost so much by the people's lack of communication. Lord, soul saved, church strengthened, in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now we have a couple of letters here that we might have time for. So I'll go ahead and read. Where's the first one from?
From Boston, Massachusetts.
From Beantown. Okay, let's hear it.
A man named Charles called and said this is the first time he has ever seen such an eye-opening material in a newspaper, and a Massachusetts paper at that. He said he is a Christian and does not see anyone out there doing anything for the Lord.
I don't see any other one out there either. I see a bunch of false prophets and leading people into the pit. They're blind, and they're leading the blind into the ditch. Then what?
He said the world has become so religious, and the more religious it becomes, the more wicked and destructive it becomes. He wants all the literature sent to him, the Messiah book and messages on tape. He said after he receives the literature, he will call back and let us know how many pieces of literature and which ones he needs, because he wants to be a church in his area and help distribute the gospel in these last days. He said, keep it up and thank you for everything. He asked how the ministry started, and we discussed many of the truths in the literature backed up by the Word of God. I told him of the different recent messages you have been bringing, and he was excited to have found a ministry that is actually doing a work for God in these last dark hours.
Amen. No, all of us have been given gifts by the Lord. I've been given my gift, and my abilities have been given to me by the Lord. And you have an ability that you could aid the body of Christ. Every one of us has some ability. God has chosen different people with different abilities. The call of the Lord has, as I said, have different abilities. But they don't have the same abilities. Moses and Aaron had abilities. Moses had his, and Aaron had his. But Moses. You can see when you're reading the Old Testament, many, many of them had excellent abilities. Like, for instance, the people that were the craftsmen that were able to build the temple, they had to have been given wisdom by God to do that. And those are the ones that built the tabernacle. But the people... For the people to have ambitions to overthrow the called and chosen of the Lord, that has to be a form of insanity. You cannot overthrow that which God has chosen and called. No one can take Moses' place, could they?
No.
And no one can take mine.
Amen.
Okay, you cannot overthrow me. Not unless God will let you. And the two witnesses, you can't overthrow them. The Bible says anyone that tries to kill them, they will be killed in the same manner by God himself. So if I were you, I would start believing. I mean, there's one person after the other that's tried to kill me, and God overthrew him. Like Vicki Larris and his husband Gary. He was a hitman before he got saved, and I told you in a message recently that he came shivering, shaking like a leaf to me, and turned over a .357 Magnum, which I immediately got rid of. And he said that the devil put it in his heart to kill me, and the Lord told him that he had cancer and he was going to die real soon, and that there's no way that he could live, and the Lord told him to come and give me that gun with all the bullets, and it was in a leather pouch, so I took it. And we threw it in a lake, because I know how the government, the Catholic government, would try to say, see, they have guns. But we didn't have guns, and the minute that I got it, I had it destroyed. So we all have different abilities, and responsibilities are given only to those who God has chosen. Many are called, but very few are chosen. God has chosen to do them, not anybody else in my organization, in this church of God that he gave me. But everyone has responsibilities of their own. And it's very important that you take on the responsibility that God has given you to help the church grow and prosper. If people have these kind of desires that they are satanic desires to overthrow or to take over the responsibilities that someone else has. So I'm speaking from the book of Numbers, the 16th chapter. And this is when Dathan and some other satanic people had ambitions to overthrow Moses. He said that we're just the same as you. No, they weren't. And nobody in my organization has the same capabilities that I do.
Amen.
You know, I wouldn't care if they did. If God chose them to do what I do, then that would be fine. Very good. Read some of Hitler.
From the very first day, I have proclaimed as a fundamental...
This is Hitler talking now.
From the very first day, I have proclaimed as a fundamental principle, the German is either the first soldier in the world or he is no soldier at all.
Yeah, in other words, we're not going to fight with other people for other causes, only if someone attacks us. Okay? Yeah, that's the way it ought to be. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
No soldiers at all we cannot be, and we do not wish to be. Therefore, we shall be only the first German soldiers.
Yeah, and if we're going to be soldiers, we shouldn't be UN soldiers. We should be only American soldiers.
Amen.
Amen? If someone attacks America. Okay, then what?
As one who is a lover of peace, I have endeavored to create...
See, Hitler said he's a lover of peace. He has done what? He has done what?
I have endeavored to create for the German people such an army and such munitions as are calculated to convince others, too, to seek peace. There are, it is true, people who abuse the hedgehog because it has spines.
Yeah, in other words, he's likening himself to a hedgehog, and that's what we should do. We have spines, you know. Go ahead, you'll hear what he's saying, the same thing.
But they have only got to leave the animal in peace. No hedgehog has ever attacked anyone unless he was first threatened.
Yeah, in other words, we haven't been threatened by Iraq. That was a false thing, and so we shouldn't be attacking them, amen?
Amen.
We weren't attacked by all these other countries, Turkey and Indonesia, or whatever countries we're attacking. They're attacking the Arabs and everything. Now they're after us because we went over there. They see that we're bombing everybody and we're going to bomb them too. And so now, yeah, they're saying we better get ourselves some atomic bombs and start bombing them before they get us. Because we're not a hedgehog. What we are is a bunch of weasels. Amen?
Amen.
Cobras, pythons going over there and attacking, killing their little children and their mothers and their daddies. What kind of people could you be to go along with such a thing as that? And then honor the people that are going over there and doing it. Okay, keep going.
That should be our position too. Folk must not come too near us. We want nothing else than to be left in peace. We want the possibility of going on with our work. We claim for our people the right to live, the same right which others claim for themselves. And that the democratic states, above all others, should grasp and understand, for they never stop talking about equality of rights. If they keep talking about the rights of small peoples, how can they be outraged if in its turn a great people claims the same right?
A great people meaning the Germans.
Our National Socialist Army serves to
right,
secure...
If this weasel government, the inside here, the Catholic government... is so concerned about human rights, then how come they don't care about the rights of Christians
Amen.
And Jews? How come they don't care about the blacks? Amen?
Amen.
And other people. It's like horrible what they've done. Okay, then what?
Our National Socialist Army serves to secure and guarantee this claim of right.
Amen. Okay, well, I see that my time is up. And so we're you're going to have to tune in tomorrow. And here... what else the Lord wants me to tell you regarding what the people in the United States should do? I remember the owners of big companies that says, we know you're right, Tony, but what should we do? First thing we do is get a hold of the Lord, get yourself saved, And then let's, number two, read the Bible, pray, and then let's pull out of the UN. Amen?
Amen.
And get our boys and girls back home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, here's Gary S. Paxton again now to talk about the kind of people that are in the world today that need to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. They're called sophisticated savages.
Average while claiming we're superior in our plight.